Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore. Even as you're listening to this, we are in Africa doing an Africa training tour in four different countries, training worship leaders and pastors about worship and leadership. Please pray for us as we continue to see God do many great things in the awesome continent of Africa. From time to time, we are asked, how much visual art should we use in our service? And what are some ideas of ways we can do it appropriately and biblically? A couple of years ago, the editor of Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox asked us to write an article about using visual arts in the service. And I'm going to read to you an excerpt from that article to try to answer this question for us today. I want to give you a mandate, the motivation, the means, and finally the message regarding visual art. First, let's talk about the mandate. If one has ever questioned the need of visual art as a part of worship, all he or she needs to do is consider the priority our Creator placed on creativity and beauty when He made this universe and, more specifically, our world. His wonderful creation is awe-inspiring and breathtaking. Obviously, God's creative handiwork is intentional. Look at the diversity and colors of animals, the sky with clouds and constellations, and even flowers and plants. God purposefully made what we see around us and above us to be more than just functional. God designed everything, including all of nature, so that it would point us back to Him. No doubt, that is what the shepherd David realized as he lay on a hillside night after night staring up at the stars. David recognized the profound purpose of those twinkling lights shining down on him. What he saw inspired him to worship. That's why he opened the 19th Psalm with these words, "The heavens declare the glory of God." God's priority on the visual is not just evident in His creation. Throughout Scripture, there are certain worship experiences with stunning visual effects to enhance the experience. Think about this. For example, in Isaiah 6, Isaiah saw the Lord. From that vision, he was able to write about the Lord being high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filling the temple. Think about the service in Revelation 4 and 5. In John's description of that great yet-to-be worship service in heaven, the aspects most impacting and significant were not those he heard, but rather those he saw. John saw the occupied throne in heaven. John saw the elders and living creatures. More importantly, John saw the Son of God, looking as if He had been slain. John was drawn into that unfathomable moment, and he was brought to his knees in worship because of what he was privileged to see. This is the powerful effect of the visual when it comes to worship services. Visual art, if you will, can appeal to our senses and move our souls. Throughout church history, art has been used to draw people closer to Christ and reveal His glory. In early times, drawings, paintings, even stained glass windows were used to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to those who were illiterate. Churches often designed their buildings in such a way that those who entered would feel as though they were in a holy place and different world. Columns and arches were meant to point to the heavens so that one's full attention could be directed toward God and His beauty. So that's the mandate for using visual art. What about the motivation? John Piper wrote, "If you are God, your work is to create out of nothing. If you are not God, but like God, that is, if you are human, then your work is to take what God made and shape it and use it to make Him look great." Our greatest and most important reason for anything we do in corporate worship should be to glorify the Lord. And what better way to make Him look great than through art that people can see? Scripture indicates that people without Christ can be drawn to Him through seeing His attributes and nature. Because of this, Romans 1 verse 20 says they are without excuse. Christians at times need some multisensory help too. Thomas, who was one of Jesus' disciples, when told that Jesus had risen from the grave, he said, "Unless I see in His hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print, I will not believe." That's John chapter 20 verse 25. Rather than ignoring Thomas' need to see, Jesus invited Thomas to place his finger in his wounds and to look at his hands. The Lord went to a great deal of effort to visually show people how much He loves and seeks after them. We, His children, should do no less. Younger generations have a craving and even a need for visual stimulants. Think about it. Teenagers and college students have grown up on movies, video games, text messaging, computer graphics, Instagram, and Snapchat. They love visual images and illustrations. They don't want to be told something as much as they want to be shown, so they can truly understand. Like with Thomas, to them, seeing is believing. The pressing question for us as church leaders is, how can we help them see? Well, that brings us to the means. Many churches today are helping people to see through some astonishing creative elements in their worship services, such as unique lighting effects, environmental projection, and artfully crafted stage sets. These elements aren't just used for special services, but for normal weekly services. For example, for our pastor's sermons, we often have video bumpers to introduce them. These brief videos emphasize the main point or sermon title to help focus people's attention or burn a primary idea into their minds. Fellowship Church in Nashville, Tennessee, sometimes uses projection art which builds throughout their pastor's sermons. Once, while their pastor was teaching on having faith like a mustard seed, they projected a tree behind the pastor. It started as a seed, then grew on the back wall until it enveloped almost the entire sanctuary. The importance of visual art in corporate worship cannot be overstated. More and more churches are prioritizing visual and multi-sensory art in the gathering times. In fact, large churches like Saddleback, Willow Creek, and Gateway have entire departments devoted to creativity in worship. Smaller churches, however, don't usually have the financial means to support a creative team of staff artists. In the churches where I've served, we've always tried to utilize volunteers and be creative using very inexpensive resources. Whatever we've wanted to incorporate, we've tried first to make ourselves before we consider buying it. A lot of the time, it was more out of necessity because we had little money to pull from. So we learned to use common things like broken cement rocks to make a well scene or pallets to build wooden walls for the stage. We've even filmed some of our best videos using iPhones. There are plenty of websites now that offer free or very inexpensive worship videos and resources. And they also can show you ideas of things you can build for yourself. Some of the ones that we've used in the past are thecreativepastor.com and creationswap.com, sermonspice.com, and churchstagedesignideas.com. Finally, I want to talk to you for a moment about the message. It needs to be clarified that visual arts should never take the place of the spoken word in our worship gatherings. Paul's words still ring true. How are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? Thus, we want to be very clear when we say that visual art is meant to enhance and support the spoken message and never overshadow the message. Most importantly, creativity that we use within a worship service must be Spirit-initiated and Spirit-led. Only God knows exactly who will be in those services, and only He knows what they need to see in order to be reached. After all, He is the Creator through us and not the other way around. When we allow God to create through us, He can use it for His glory, and that is the best reason for anything. Visual art presented for the Lord's glory should not be something the church fears or runs from, whether it's a beautiful stage set or a poignant video. Rather, visual art can be a holy and needed thing that every church should embrace. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. Thank you so much for joining us week after week. You can find the written text of this podcast at nextlevelworship.com/podcast. And while you're on our website, be sure to check out our upcoming resources for this fall, our conferences, our Reimagine Worship Intensive, our Refocus Conference in Pigeon Forge that's in February, our online course that starts in September. There's so many things that we offer, and we'd love for you to be a part of one of those. So please come check that out. And thank you so much. God bless.